As we prepare to hear God's word today, I invite you to think of how God has already provided for us and how he continues to protect and love each and every one of us as his sheep in his flock. Hear God's word this morning from John 10. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were gathered around him said, "How long do you plan on keeping us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand, for I and the Father are one." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today we encounter an incredible image for who God is. God is our good shepherd, and it's an image that has touched God's people for millennia. And as I preach God's word and you hear God speak, I invite you to also watch and see God's love portrayed through the art surrounding this image of God as our good shepherd, and allow God to speak to you as well, both through your ears as well as your eyes this morning. This image of the Good Shepherd is not new with Jesus. He didn't start it 2,000 years ago, but it reaches much farther back in the history of God's people. And throughout the Bible, we see allusions to who God is in caring for his people, his flock, like a shepherd. Isaiah 40 says that God tends his flock like a shepherd, and he gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. And we read of many of the kings in the Bible being called shepherds. King David, of course, being the most beloved out of the kings, being both a literal and a figurative shepherd to God's people. And here in John 10, Jesus claims this identity for himself, saying that I am the good shepherd. I am the shepherd that you have been waiting for so many years. We learn much about God's character when we think of what it means to be a shepherd, to be loving, fearless, protective, and generous, to put yourself out there to care for another, the work of a shepherd. It's no easy life. It's one of few luxuries and many dangers, because a shepherd's job was to keep his sheep safe, to make sure they had enough to eat, to keep them free from the dangers and the perils that the world would bring. And he risked everything to love and protect his flock. There would have been a lot of hardship for the shepherds that the Israeli people would have known, especially in the deserts of the Holy Land. We in New England aren't quite as familiar with deserts, as we have beautiful lakes and lush ponds and incredible forests. But being from Southern California, deserts are something I am quite familiar with. And when Aaron and I were first married and dating, we used to hike. And in LA, you hiked in the desert. And oftentimes that meant you went to a mountain and you hiked straight up the mountain, with no shade, no water, no trees, nothing to protect you from the elements. And it was draining and exhausting and dangerous if you weren't prepared for it. Think how difficult it would have been for those shepherds to raise their flocks in such a harsh environment. They would have to know where the grass was growing and where the water was fresh, to know how to protect their flock from getting lost and keep the predators away. Being a shepherd was a hard life, and this is the image that God uses to describe himself in relation to God's people. But not all shepherds did a good job. We learn from the way Jesus talks about shepherds in the Bible and from the histories of written around that time that not all shepherds gave themselves fully to the work they were called to. They were hired hands, They didn't really care what happened to the sheep. They weren't willing to put themselves out there and risk their lives to care for these sheep that they would see no profit from. Think of a minimum wage worker not willing to risk his life for somebody else's business. These hired hands, these shepherds that Jesus refers to as the bad shepherds, weren't the kind of people you wanted looking after your sheep. Not willing to go the extra mile or to risk their own lives. They might let the sheep wander off, fall asleep on the job, flee at the first sign of danger, caring nothing about the sheep themselves, but only the benefit they got from working day after day. They had no real passion or desire behind their work. But then there are the good shepherds, those who know and care for their flock, who know each and every sheep intimately and care what happens to each and every sheep. These were the owners, the family members whose lives depended on the well-being of their flock, and they remained ever diligent, even in the harshest conditions. Not taking the night off when they were tired, not running away in the face of danger, not letting their sheep do whatever they want, wandering off and getting lost or getting hurt. But these good shepherds protected and provided for their sheep and never left their side. And the sheep, these sheep came to know their masters as good masters, to love and trust their shepherds and to follow them wherever they would go. And there are stories of shepherds in biblical times and even now that would have a certain song, a melody that they would sing or play so that their sheep would know that they were coming. And there's stories of sheep being all mixed together with other sheep's, and a shepherd could play their song and their sheep's heads would bob up above everybody else's and they would go and follow their shepherd because they knew his voice and they trusted that he would be good. This is the kind of imagery that Christ is evoking when he tells us that he is the good shepherd. That he's the kind of shepherd who protects and provides for his flock, who knows them and is known by them, who is trustworthy and good. And his sheep follow him because they know that he has been a good and loving master and will lead them to green pastures and still waters. And because he is their good shepherd, he is willing to even lay down his life for his sheep. That's how much Jesus loves us, willing to even lay down his life for each and every one of us, caring for us, providing for us, standing by us in the face of danger. Yes, we too need a good shepherd to love and care for us, to protect us from the difficult days that we see in our own lives. So many dangers, just as real as starvation or predators. I think of the challenges that many of us in our church family have faced, the pain of a life lost too soon. And there have been far too many of these in the last couple of years. The worry over whether or not there'll be a job when you need one. The heartbreak of a broken relationship. The uncertainty that the future holds for each one of us. All these are very true and present dangers. And yet, even in the midst of these, we have nothing to fear. Because we too belong to the Good Shepherd. We are his, and he is with us. As the sheep of his pasture, he leads us beside still waters. He brings us to green pastures. He protects us with his rod and his staff. He is always vigilant, always present. There is nothing we have to do to earn this care. We don't have to prove ourselves to God. We don't have to be loyal enough or faithful enough or smart enough. Because we are already God's sheep, and he loves us like a good shepherd does. And Jesus tells us that there is nothing that can snatch us away from his hands. Not sickness or death or evil or destruction. Nothing can get in the way of God's relationship with us. So no matter what challenges we face today, we find ourselves under his watchful care. We too hear his voice and respond to his calling. We hear him reassuring us when the future seems uncertain. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. We hear his comfort when life beats us down. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And we hear him calling us to follow. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Sometimes it's easier than others to hear the shepherd's voice, but know that he is always with you because he is the good shepherd and nothing separates us from his love. So in the good and the bad, we can boldly proclaim that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Won't you pray with me? God, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. God, that you love and care for us, that you are ever watchful and ever by our side. God, and even when the dangers and the fears and the pains of this world seem unbearable, you are with us. We are in your hand, and nothing can ever take us away from you. In your name we pray. Amen.